you choir. All right, kiddos, come on up. It's our time. I am so glad you're here. I have a story today, and poor Miss Linda was going to have to act it out with me if you weren't here. So you need to be up on your feet, because we've got a big story to tell. So the first thing to tell you is that there's a big book that tells me what I can preach on each week. So this week I'm worried called Jesus Calms the Storm, okay? And we'll learn about that, and you'll hear about it in a few minutes. But another part of this book tells me that an Old Testament story is a story that these people know, and you might not know yet. So they're going to help us and tell us how it goes, and you're going to act it out for everybody. And it's going to be awesome. Okay, it's the story of David and Goliath. Have you ever heard those names? David and Goliath? Okay, so long, long, long time ago, even before Jesus came, there the Philistines and the Hebrews, they were fighting all the time. They were just two countries that didn't get along, and they were fighting all the time. And so this one day, all the Philistines were over here in a big valley, and all the Hebrews were over here in a big valley, and they decided that one person could do the fighting for the whole army. Instead of everybody getting killed, just one person would get killed. That's a bet. So the Philistines sent over a man who was huge, right? How big was this guy? He was like two people tall. He was two people tall. And he was wide, and he was really strong, and he had armor on, and he had a helmet on, and he had a big, huge spear. So how do you think you might be if you thought you had that big guy? Would you be a little scared? Are you scared? I'd be a little scared. Show me how scared you are. Okay. Oh, scary. It's scary. I'm not sure I could just fold my arms and watch. I don't think that could happen. So then the king asked all the people on the Hebrew side, so who wants to go? A big giant. They didn't have any big giants on their side. They did, but they didn't know it. What do you think? Would you say, take me? Show me how you do that. Take me? Take you? Take you? Take you? You're a little hesitant, but you're going to do it. Okay. So there was a young boy who was probably a little bit older than you, but not much. He said, I'll do it. Guess what his name was?
David.
David said, I'll do it. And so the king said, okay, I'm going to get. So he put a big helmet on his head, and he's weighed down by this armor on his head. It's very heavy, and he's all bound up. He's got all this stuff. Have you ever worn clothes that are too big for you? Is it easy to move around? No, it's really hard. So show me. Show me what it's like to, how do you fight? How do you fight if you're like this? Do you think he'd do very well? No way, Jose. Wouldn't happen. So you know what he did? He took all that stuff off. David was a shepherd. He watched over the sheep, and he had to keep bears and wolves and all those kind of animals away. Do you have any idea how would you keep those animals away? You would throw stones at them. So, and they had a special thing called a sling, which made the stones go really, really fast. So David bent down, and he picked up five rocks. Help me pick up five little stones, smooth stones. Okay, so without any armor or anything else, he stepped out and he said, okay, Goliath, I'm going to fight you. Okay, Goliath, I'm going to fight you.
Okay, Goliath, I'm going
to
fight you.
That's right. That's what he said. And so this big guy was over top of him, and David swung this thing with a stone in it, and he let it go, and the stone hit the big giant in the middle of his head. Show me, where, right in the middle of his head. And he died right away. Come on, you can do it. He died. So what do you think about David? David, he was pretty brave, huh? Wasn't he? Do you think that he did all of that just all by himself? Who do you think was helping him inside himself? God was helping him, giving him strength and giving him courage, right? So when we are really, even when we're little, like you guys, when we're really afraid and we need strength and we need courage, who can we talk to about that? We can talk to Jesus about it. We can talk to God about it. We can talk to our parents too, because they're usually very helpful, right? But if you sit and pray and talk to God, God can give you strength and courage to do the things that are a little bit scary. Isn't that cool? Because he helped David, and David brought down that big old giant Goliath. It's a cool story. You might read it sometime with your parents. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you that you are always, always, always with us, even when we're scared and afraid, that you can give us strength and courage to do the things that we need to do. So we thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks for coming up. See, God really gives you the strength and the courage to come up here too, doesn't he? Thank you.